Again, a shh. My last resort is asking Lucinda. My older sister has been in a vile mood since the SIM cornered us in our own house. Lucinda loves parties and talking on the phone, and she hates being cooped up. She spends most of the time in her room, trying out so many hairstyles that I'm sure that when we finally leave the compound and go to the United States of America, Lucinda will be bald. Lucinda, por favor, pretty please, tell me what is going on. I promise her a back rub that she doesn't have to pay me for. Lucinda puts her hairbrush down on her vanity and makes a sign for me to follow her to the patio out back. We should be okay out here, she whispers, looking over her shoulder. Why are you whispering? In fact, everyone has been talking in whispers and low voices this last week, as if the house is full of fussy babies who have finally fallen asleep. Lucinda explains. The SIM have probably hidden microphones in the house and are monitoring our conversations from their VWs. Why are they treating us like criminals? We haven't done anything wrong. Shh! Lucinda hushes me. For a moment, she looks doubtful about continuing to explain things to a little sister who can't keep her voice down. It's all about T-O-N-I, she says, spelling out her uncle's name in English. A few months ago, he and his friends were involved in a plot to get rid of our dictator. You mean... I don't even have to say our leader's name. Lucinda nods solemnly and puts a finger to her lips. Now I'm really confused. I thought we liked El Jefe. His picture hangs in our front entryway with the saying below it,